Can you talk about your approach in a non-protocol setting to adjuvant therapy right now before the trial's up and running?
I definitely offer it in stage 2 through 3A. Given the CLGB data, I talk a lot about it for patients with 1B disease and feel, you know, comfortable offering it for greater than 4 centimeters. Less than that, need to talk with the patient about it.
So you'll present it as an option with less than 4 centimeters?
Yes, absolutely.
How do you find patients responding to the whole concept of adjuvant therapy?
I think it depends upon when the subject is introduced. Frankly, if it's introduced as part of the whole treatment plan before the operation, they respond relatively well. They want to do everything possible to make sure this lung cancer doesn't come back. If it's after the operation, it simply depends upon how they're feeling at the time. And it also depends, I think, in part upon what the surgeon told them, you know, and how emphatically the surgeon told them that they, quote unquote, got it all. If the surgeon emphatically told them they got it all and the patient's pretty beat up following the surgery, then often they're not as interested. But I think if one can avoid those two pitfalls, then they are frequently as interested as any other cancer type.